The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Marino for the North Carolina Reading Service, and Happy New Year as you listen to Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Supermarket Swaps, 10 Healthy Staples That Save Money, by Lindsay Moyer. These 10 matchups between competing nuts, seeds, fruits, vegetables, grains, and proteins can shave dollars off your grocery bill. Sometimes less is more. Peanuts versus almonds. Winner? Peanuts. They cost half as much as almonds, about $3 versus $6 a pound, and almond butter is at least twice as pricey as peanut butter. While almonds have somewhat more vitamin E, fiber, and magnesium, those differences matter less than the benefits of both. Each has cholesterol-lowering polyunsaturated fats and a decent dose of plant protein, about 6 grams per ounce. The only reasons to pick one over the other? Taste, money, or concern over freshwater use. It takes far more to grow almonds. Hemp seeds versus sunflower seeds. Winner? Sunflower seeds. When it comes to top off your bowl of oats or yogurt with a bit of crunch, don't forget sunflower seeds. Hemp seeds have more protein, 9 versus 6 grams per ounce, while sunflower seeds are higher in fiber, 3 versus 1 gram. Both are decent sources of minerals, zinc, magnesium, iron, though hemp has more. And both are rich in healthy fats, though hemp has more polys. But 12 ounces of hemp seeds will cost you $13. That much shelled sunflower seeds? $5. Now that's a deal. Fresh berries versus frozen berries. Winner? Frozen berries. Fresh raspberries are one of the most expensive fruits, says the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Their frozen cousins come a bit cheaper, and they're just as nutritious. To save even more per pound, switch to a larger bag of mixed berries, blueberries, or strawberries. Bonus, frozen berries don't go bad, so you won't ever have to toss them out and waste food and money. While you're at it, try frozen dark sweet cherries instead of fresh. No pitting needed. Cabbage versus Brussels sprouts. Winner, cabbage. Small is beautiful, but Brussels sprouts don't come cheap. Pound for pound, the cute mini crucifers cost about 3 times as much as green cabbage. A whole uncut head of cabbage can stay fresh in the fridge for weeks. And cabbage is packed with vitamins C and K and delivers a decent dose of folate and fiber, though a bit less than Brussels sprouts, all for just 60 calories a cup. Toss some shredded cabbage into stir fries, pad thai, a green salad, and more. Mango versus pineapple. Winner, pineapple. Mango costs nearly twice as much as pineapple, 75 cents versus 44 cents per cup in 2022 dollars. Those are the USDA's estimated costs per edible cup of fruit, which accounts for how much you lose when you cut away thick skins, leafy tops, cores, seeds, etc. Bonus, pineapple has extra vitamin C, 75% versus 55% of a day's worth in 5 ounces. And you can count on reliably great taste because pineapples are typically picked ripe. Just grab one with fresh-looking dark green leaves and a sweet smell. Quinoa versus whole wheat pasta. Winner? Whole wheat pasta. WebMD features quinoa in its slideshow of foods with more protein than an egg. The grain has a reputation for protein, but it's no superstar. Neither is an egg. In fact, a 2-ounce dry serving of whole wheat pasta has as much protein, 8 grams, and fiber, 5 grams, as the same serving of quinoa, but for only $2 per pound versus $5 per pound for the quinoa. It's worth paying a premium for quinoa if you prefer its taste or need to avoid gluten, but not for its protein. Popcorn kernels versus veggie chips. Winner, popcorn kernels. For a money-saving snack, pick up popcorn kernels you pop yourself in a pot on the stovetop. Each serving costs 20 cents versus 50 cents for the chips. Health-wise, popcorn wins by a mile. It's a whole grain that's low in calories per cup, 30, so there's room to toss with a little oil, salt, and spices if you like. Typical, quote, veggie chips are potato flour, potato starch, oil, and salt, with only a hint of vegetable powders. Winter squash versus sweet potatoes. Winner, sweet potatoes. The winning winter vegetable yields its sweet goodness for an average of 60 cents a cup versus 80 cents for butternuts and $1.20 for acorn squash, all in 2022 dollars, says the USDA. If you tire of sweets, toss some carrots, a mere 30 cents a cup, in oil and pop them in the oven to roast. And sun onions and other veggies if you like. Most orange-colored root veggies are a reliable and delicious way to get vitamin A, potassium, and fiber. So, why not play the field? Granola versus plain rolled oats. Winner, rolled oats. An 18-ounce tub of oats costs $3 versus $5 for the same amount of granola, if you stick with a store brand. With fancy granola brands, the sky's the limit. An 18-ounce value size bag of Purely Elizabeth Organic Original Ancient Grain Granola costs $11. Granolas contain oats, but most have 2.5 to 3 teaspoons of added sugar per serving. Use plain oats to make your own hot oatmeal or cold overnight oats. You can add fruit, nuts, or seeds. And if you want some sweetness, a teaspoon of sugar. Tempeh versus plant-based grounds. Winner, tempeh. When you're hankering for a plant-based dupe for a beef burger, it's hard to bypass Impossible or Beyond. But all you need is a plant protein to crumble, season, and sub in for good ground meat on tacos, lettuce wraps, or bolognese. Try tempeh. A block of tempeh, like Light Life Original, saves you about $1 per serving, and its protein, 18 grams, is on a par with Beyond's, 21 grams. Now for a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood, quinoa and winter fruit salad. I love the contrast between the neutral-tasting quinoa and the bursts of flavor from the orange and pomegranate. A tri-color quinoa mix, white, red, and black, makes for an even more colorful dish. But regular white quinoa tastes just as good. Ingredients: 1 cup tri-color or regular quinoa, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 cup loosely packed fresh mint leaves, 1/4 cup loosely packed fresh parsley leaves, 2 navel oranges peeled and chopped, 1 cup pomegranate seeds. Rinse the quinoa thoroughly in a fine mesh strainer with cold water. In a medium pot, bring 2 cups of water to a boil. Stir in the quinoa and reduce to a low simmer. Cover and cook until the water is absorbed and the quinoa is tender, 15 to 20 minutes. Rinse under cold water to cool the quinoa, then drain well. Make the dressing. In a large bowl, whisk together the lemon juice, oil, and salt. Chop the herbs and immediately stir them into the dressing. Toss the quinoa with the dressing. Add the oranges and pomegranate. Serves 6. Another quick recipe from The Healthy Cook, kiwi and radish salad. A mix of green and gold kiwis, if you can find them, looks dazzling. No matter the color, their tangy flesh pairs well with my savory Zingo miso ginger dressing. Ingredients: 2 green or gold kiwis, 6 radishes, 1 tablespoon white miso paste, 1 teaspoon minced or grated ginger, 1 tablespoon rice vinegar, 1 tablespoon sunflower or grapeseed oil, 6 cups baby arugula, spinach, and or kale. Peel, halve, and slice the kiwis. Thinly slice the radishes. Make the dressing. In a large bowl, whisk together the miso, ginger, vinegar, and oil. Gently toss the salad greens with the dressing. Scatter the kiwis and radishes on top. Serves 4. Takeout 101. Tips and Tricks to Order Healthy by Lindsay Moyer. Whether you're in the mood for a Thai curry or Chinese stir fry, what and how you order matters. Here's our cuisine by cuisine guide to healthier menu items and takeout weeks. upgrade your takeout meal. Choose one starch or none. The default in many restaurants is double refined carbs. Think burger, buns and fries, chips and tortillas, pasta and bread, or pita and rice. Solution? Pick your favorite. Bonus points if it's a whole grain. Replace red meat. Get beans, tofu, poultry, or seafood instead of beef, lamb, or pork. Pump up the veggies. Add a salad or some veggies from the menu sides, or save a few bucks and use up what's about to wilt in your fridge. Sauté or steam some broccoli, spinach, etc. while you wait for the delivery person. If your order is a stir-fry or curry, you might wind up with enough space to toss everything together. Mind the sodium. Nearly all restaurant food is too salty. Adding more vegetables bumps up the potassium, and eating a potassium-rich diet can help counter sodium's blood pressure damage. It also stretches your meal into more lower sodium portions. Save half for later. When researchers analyzed takeout from non-chain restaurants in Boston in 2011, the average entree with sides had roughly 1,300 calories. It wasn't just burgers or pasta, but dishes from Mexican, Vietnamese, Thai, and other restaurants. Watch out for app fees. Take Uber Eats. It displays a delivery fee when you pick a restaurant, but may also add a service fee when you check out. Neither fee includes your tip for the driver. Uber also charges the restaurant fees, even if you're only using the app to place a pickup order. So call or check the restaurant's website first. It may offer its own takeout or delivery options. Thai. Garden rolls beat spring rolls. Most entrees have enough food so you can skip the appetizer, but if you get one, go unfried with garden rolls, papaya or green salad, chicken satay, or larb gai. Vegetable stir-fries are winners. Try pad pak, mixed veg, pad king, ginger, mushrooms, onions, or pad prik king, green beans, with chicken, seafood, or tofu. They can shave hundreds of calories off the oily rice noodles in pad si u, pad thai, or pad ki mao, aka drunken noodles. Creamy curries are swimming in saturated fat. Blame their coconut milk. Just half a cup of the stuff has 15 to 20 grams of saturated fat, so that red, green, yellow, Penang, or Massaman curry could rack up more than a day's supply, 20 grams. What's a coconut curry fan to do? Spoon the vegetables and meat over your rice and leave most of the sauce in the dish. Indian. Pick bread or rice. Before ordering a side of naan, consider whether your dish is made with rice, like biryani, or comes with it. Bread basics. Naan is usually white flour. Roti or chapati is typically whole wheat. Pick plants. Try dal, or lentils, or chana masala, chickpeas. Ghee or oil. Does the restaurant cook with ghee, clarified butter, or oil, typically unsaturated? You can't tell unless you ask. Go grilled. Chicken tikka is grilled boneless chicken chunks that have been marinated in yogurt and spices. Tandoori chicken is similar. Both are a healthier bet than chicken tikka masala, which sauces its chicken chunks in a tomato curry made with cream. Salads. Start with darker greens. Spinach and kale pack more nutrients per serving than romaine or iceberg. Get mostly veggies or fruit. They lower the calories per bite. What bumps up the calories? Grains, cheese, dressing, avocado. Lose the refined flour. Get some crunch from nuts or seeds rather than fried wontons, pita crisps, or croutons. Get the dressing on the side. It's good fat, but probably more tablespoons than you need. Try half to start. Hold back on salty toppings like olives, cheese, and pickled veggies. Pick just one. Instead of cheese, try avocado. It's sodium-free and rich in healthy fat, but not protein. Make it your own. Salad chains like Sweetgreen make it easy to modify. Put dressing on the side, nix the cheese, swap a topping, etc. Its website or app even counts the calories in your customized dish. Bowls. Bowl pros and cons. Bowls can pack whole grains, vegetables, lean proteins, and plenty of toppings to keep things interesting. On the flip side, that can sometimes add up to more food than you may need in one meal. Go half and half. If you want a smaller grain portion, ask for half grains, half greens, as your bowl's base. Swap a starch. At Dig, a fast casual chain in the Northeast, for example, the vegan Dig Classic, crispy tofu, sweet potatoes, broccoli, brown rice, garlic aioli, delivers a surprising 1,000 calories. Subbing salad greens for either the rice or potatoes saves 200 to 250 of them. You can also skip the aioli's 80 calories or use less. Pizza. Flatten out. Order a thin or flatbread crust instead of deep dish pan or hand toss to save on refined carbs and calories per slice. Whole grain crust available? Try it. Bypass pepperoni, sausage, bacon, ham, etc. Skipping the processed red meats is a no-brainer. Chicken is better, but it adds sodium to already salty pizza. Load up on peppers, mushrooms, onions, etc., and ask for less cheese. Split a personal pie. At customizable pizza for one spots like Pieology, Mod, and Blaze Pizza, a typical 11-inch pizza has 700 to 1100 calories. The crust alone has 400 to 600. Cauliflower crusts may be no lower thanks to their rice flour and gluten-free starches, plus cheese inside the crust. So split a pie and get a cheeseless side salad to add a decent dose of vegetables that helps fill you up. Chinese. Veg out. Chinese restaurant menus feature an impressive number of stir-fries that are made with more vegetables than meat or noodles. We're talking Buddha's Delight, Mugogai Pan, home-style tofu, chicken with broccoli or snow peas. Without rice, expect 500 to 900 calories per order, rather than the 1,000 to 1,500 in many other dishes on the menu. Leave some rice behind, or save it for later. Every cup of rice adds 200 calories. A typical takeout carton holds 2 cups. Play sodium defense. Use a fork or chopsticks to transfer your takeout to a plate, so you leave some sauce, and its sodium, behind. Or mix in a side of steamed vegetables to stretch the sauce into more servings. Don't coat your protein. Order chicken, tofu, or seafood stir-fried rather than breaded, battered, or deep-fried. Do the AIs have it? Can you trust Google's Artificial Intelligence Food Advice? By Bonnie Liebman. Want to know which foods are good for your memory, metabolism, or more? If you ask Google, the answers at the top of the page are from its AI overview. Is Google's artificial intelligence credible or just popular? We checked AI sources. They may surprise you. Check the source. Start by clicking on the link symbol after each statement. Don't be surprised if it's a company that sells something that AI is recommending. Your best bets are guidelines from health authorities like the National Institutes of Health, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and American Heart Association, especially if they cite evidence. There are better sources than websites like WebMD, Medical News Today, or Very Well Health, which don't always cite the strongest evidence. And don't be impressed by advice from hospitals, healthcare systems, or universities. They have experts on staff, but their websites may post articles written by staffers who don't know the research, even if what they write has been reviewed by a health professional. AI isn't necessarily intelligent. Google's AI overview gathers info from the internet. It doesn't vet the information to see what's based on the best evidence. So if many websites make the same claim, it shows up on AI. In other words, it's more a measure of what's popular than what's accurate. We didn't look at ChatGPT or Copilot. And websites copy each other. Why else would bell peppers, broccoli, and sweet potatoes show up on so many lists of foods that are rich in vitamin A or C? Plenty of other fruits and vegetables also fit the bill. And nuts, fish, eggs, and dark chocolate appear on lots of lists for whatever ails you. They're having a moment. It's a jungle out there. Every website is competing for eyeballs. The more clicks they get, the more ad revenue, product sales, or subscribers they can get. And there's a built-in bias. If people want to know, say, what foods are good for skin, A website that offers a list of skin-friendly foods gets more clicks than one that says the foods won't do a thing for your skin. Beware of the bias in favor of "this food is good for whatever" advice. Don't fall for the vitamin trap. Yes, some foods are rich in vitamins you need, but unless you're suffering from a true vitamin deficiency, which is extremely unlikely in the U.S., don't assume that those foods or vitamins can fight infections, protect your vision, prevent hair loss, etc. And keep in mind that some studies can't tell if a low vitamin intake causes, say, depression or memory loss, or if those problems cause people to eat fewer vitamin-rich foods. AI's answers keep changing. Ask a question like, what foods are good for immunity on two different days or on two different devices, and you'll get somewhat different answers. As Google says, generative AI is experimental. Indeed. Good for memory? Foods may help, says AI. It's evidence? Not too reliable. Eggs. Their vitamins B6 and B12 and folic acid may help delay cognitive decline. Source, maxhealthcare.in, a healthcare system in India. But in multiple clinical trials, B vitamins had no impact on cognition. Dark chocolate. Its flavonoids may help with memory and learning. Source, Spanish.academy, a website for learning Spanish. Yet in the Cosmos trial, cocoa flavanols had no benefit for memory. The daily dose is what you'd get in 600 calories worth of dark chocolate. Nuts. They improve memory recall. Source, Nuts and More, an online nut store. No bias there. True, in an industry-funded trial, 28 older adults who ate 2 ounces of mixed nuts a day for 16 weeks scored better on 2 out of 6 memory tests than when they ate no nuts. On one of those 2 tests, though, they could recall only 1 more word after eating nuts. But in another industry-funded trial, on 657 older adults, those who were randomly assigned to eat 1 to 2 ounces a day of walnuts for 2 years scored no better on memory or overall cognition tests than those who ate none. Oily fish. Its omega-3 fats may help improve short-term and long-term memory. Source, The Hindustan Times. But a trial that randomly assigned 4,218 people to take either fish oil, 1,000 milligrams a day, or a placebo for 2 to 3 years, reported no difference in memory. Bottom line, no foods have been proven to help memory. What about berries, which AI also lists? They're part of the MIND diet, which has been linked to slower brain aging in studies that track people for years. MIND is a mix of a healthy Mediterranean diet and a DASH diet, but the only trial to test MIND on memory came up empty. Stay tuned. Good for speeding up metabolism? Want to burn calories? AI has answers. Coffee and green tea. Caffeine in coffee can stimulate your metabolism and increase energy expenditure. Source, medicalnewstoday.com. In the study cited by Medical News, people burned about 100 calories more per day after high doses of caffeine, 270 to 1600 milligrams, but not 150 milligrams. But neither caffeine nor green tea caused significant weight loss. Bell peppers. Their lycopene is good for your heart, and their fiber can help lower cholesterol. Huh? Source, IndiaTVNews.com. Ginger. It increases metabolism. Source, VitalityForLife.co.uk, which sells kitchenwares, fitness equipment, etc. Yet in recent studies, ginger did squat for metabolism. Eggs. The body needs to use more energy to digest protein-based food like eggs. Source, vmeals.ae, which sells meal plans in the UAE. That may be true, but an egg has only 6 grams of protein, which supplies 24 calories. In theory, you'd use 20 to 30% of those calories to metabolize the protein, which works out to just 5 to 7 calories. Water. One study found that drinking 500 milliliters of water increased metabolic rate by 30%. Source, myjuniper.co.uk, a weight loss website. But in later studies, water had little or no effect. Nuts. One study found that there was an elevation of energy expenditure after eating them. Source, HollandandBarrett.com, which sells wellness and weight loss supplements. Yet, according to a 2023 review funded by the nut industry, there was no evidence to suggest that the long-term consumption of nuts affects resting energy or expenditure. Bottom line, want to boost your metabolism? Get moving. The more you move, the more calories you burn. Wellness Trends That Won't Quit by Caitlin Dow. A probiotic for your problems? From probiotic-boosted popcorn to hydration powders, dried fruit, bar cereals, and more, the flood of new probiotic spike packaged foods seemed knowingly no bounds. Are probiotics a magic health wand? Nope, they're a stellar marketing tool. To start with, many people assume that probiotics are interchangeable and that all are equally good for you. In reality, different bacteria have different effects. What's more, the evidence that specific strains can treat or ease symptoms in people with health problems is skimpy. And in a recent industry-funded review, after experts combed through the research on probiotics for the prevention of disease in healthy people, they concluded that the evidence is not yet sufficiently robust for recommendations for prevention in the general population. Bottom line, don't assume that a granola bar or any other food with added probiotics is healthier than one without. We've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Marino, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.